In the heart of the Blue Ridge Mountains lies the enchanting city of Asheville, North Carolina. Known for its eclectic blend of art, nature, and southern hospitality, it's a place where history intertwines seamlessly with modernity. Asheville beckons with a magnetic charm that draws visitors from far and wide. Among the city's illustrious accommodations, two stand tall. The Omni Grove Park Inn, a timeless retreat perched on the edge of Sunset Mountain, and the Renaissance Asheville Downtown Hotel, nestled in the vibrant heart of the city. These establishments are more than just lodgings. They're gateways to a world of experiences, each with its own unique allure. In the midst of this picturesque setting, we find our protagonist, Detective Evan Lawson. A seasoned investigator, Evan has come to Asheville seeking respite from the demands of a relentless profession. The city's serene ambience and intriguing reputation offer a perfect escape. Evan's first day in Asheville leads to the iconic Biltmore Estate, a sprawling mansion steeped in history and grandeur. The opulent rooms and meticulously manicured gardens leave an indelible mark, as though time itself has paused to admire the splendor. That evening, dinner beckons at Tupelo Honey Southern Kitchen Bar, a cherished local gem known for its soulful, southern-inspired cuisine. As night falls, Evan finds solace in the embrace of Pack Square Park. The city lights dance like fireflies, illuminating the historic architecture and modern sculptures that dot the landscape. It's a moment of quiet reflection where the bustling energy of the city converges with the tranquil rhythms of nature. Little does Evan know that this seemingly idyllic evening is about to unravel into a web of mystery and intrigue, setting the stage for a journey that will test not only detective skills, but the very essence of reality itself. The evening air in Asheville was tinged with the scent of blooming magnolias as Detective Evan Lawson entered Juicy Lucy's Burger Bar and Grill, seeking a quiet meal. The cozy ambiance provided a welcome contrast to the bustling streets outside. As Evan perused the menu, a low, murmured conversation at a nearby booth caught their attention. Two figures, cloaked in shadows, exchanged words in hushed tones that sent a shiver down Evan's spine. The snippets of conversation were cryptic, alluding to something hidden beneath the city's surface. Phrases like ancient secret and Blue Ridge's heart hung in the air, laden with mystery. Evan couldn't shake the feeling that they had stumbled upon something far more significant than a casual dinner outing. Intrigued and driven by an insatiable curiosity that defined their detective instincts, Evan discreetly observed the enigmatic pair. They exchanged glances heavy with hidden meaning, their voices scarcely rising above a whisper. It was a clandestine rendezvous that spoke of hidden agendas and buried truths. Unable to resist the pull of the mystery, Evan decided to investigate further. The night led them to the Asheville Pinball Museum, a quirky establishment nestled within the city's arts district. The museum was a treasure trove of vintage pinball machines, their vibrant lights casting playful shadows on the walls. Among the machines, Evan's keen eye caught something unusual. An antique pinball machine, seemingly inconspicuous, held a secret. As Evan examined it closer, a revelation emerged. An encoded message cleverly concealed within the machine's intricate mechanisms. It was a message that promised to unravel the enigma, leading Evan deeper into a world of intrigue and uncertainty. In that moment, standing amidst the nostalgic echoes of pinball games past, Evan knew that they were on the precipice of an extraordinary journey. One that would challenge their wits, push the boundaries of reality, and reveal secrets buried beneath the surface of Asheville's charming facade. The stage was set, and the game had just begun. As the sun painted the Asheville sky in hues of rose and gold, Detective Evan Lawson sought solace amidst the tranquil beauty of the North Carolina Arboretum. The serenity of nature often provided clarity in the midst of chaos, and Evan needed it now more than ever. Surrounded by verdant gardens and towering trees, the detective's mind raced, deciphering the encoded message from the pinball machine. The message hinted at a treasure concealed within the embrace of the Blue Ridge Mountains. It spoke of hidden chambers and ancient secrets, compelling Evan to embark on a journey that promised both answers and enigmas. With newfound purpose, Evan set out along the winding roads of the Blue Ridge Parkway, each turn leading deeper into the heart of the mountains. The journey was a tapestry of breathtaking vistas and whispers of forgotten tales. The mountains stood sentinel, guarding their secrets with stoic grace. Evan's senses heightened, attuned to the subtlest of clues. The air was imbued with an electric charge carrying the promise of revelation. At the Blue Ridge Parkway Visitor Center, Evan encountered a figure shrouded in mystery. Their eyes held the wisdom of ages, a glint of recognition sparking in their gaze. A cryptic smile played on their lips as they spoke in riddles, acknowledging Evan's quest for the hidden treasure. It was a meeting of kindred spirits, two seekers bound by a shared purpose. With a knowing nod, the enigmatic figure handed Evan an aged map, its edges frayed and yellowed with time. It was a map that promised to unveil the final pieces of the puzzle. The detective's heart quickened with anticipation as they traced the contours of the Blue Ridge Mountains, fingers following the faded ink lines. The map led Evan to French Broad River Park, where the convergence of history and destiny awaited. Beneath the towering oaks and beside the murmuring river, Evan uncovered an ancient stone, marked with symbols that echoed the message from the pinball machine. It was a convergence of past and present, a testament to the enduring power of secrets. In that sacred place, an unexpected revelation unfolded. The treasure was not material wealth, but a legacy of wisdom and enlightenment, a beacon of hope for those who sought to uncover the truths buried within the Blue Ridge Mountains. It was a revelation that transcended the confines of time and space, echoing through the ages. As the realization settled, footsteps approached, their rhythm deliberate and purposeful. Turning, Evan met the gaze of a figure whose presence radiated authority and determination. They were connected to the treasure, bound by a shared history that stretched back centuries. The confrontation that followed was charged with intensity. Each word weighted with the weight of destiny. Secrets were laid bare, allegiances revealed, and the threads of the mystery wove together into a tapestry of understanding. The truth was a double-edged sword, cutting through illusions and paving the way for a new chapter in the story of the Blue Ridge Mountains. In that moment, amidst the ancient stones and the gentle caress of the river's current, Evan and the enigmatic figure forged a bond that transcended time and purpose. Together, they stood as guardians of the treasure's legacy, entrusted with the task of preserving its wisdom for generations yet to come. The rising action had reached its zenith, and the stage was set for the climactic finale that awaited them. The night was shrouded in a cloak of shadows as Detective Evan Lawson and the enigmatic figure arrived at Carrier Park. The air crackled with anticipation, the distant echo of the river a haunting accompaniment to their steps. This park, once a place of leisure and laughter, now bore witness to a high-stakes chase that would determine the fate of the treasure and the legacy it held. As Evan and the enigmatic figure weaved through the park, each step was a calculated move in a deadly game of cat and mouse. Shadows danced around them, a silent audience to the unfolding drama. Every breath was laden with tension, every heartbeat a drumroll of impending confrontation. In the heart of the park, beneath the moon's pale gaze, the chase reached its crescendo. The antagonist emerged from the darkness, their presence a tangible force. Their eyes gleamed with a mixture of desperation and determination, betraying the true motives that had set this intricate dance in motion. Words hung heavy in the air, charged with the weight of revelation. The antagonist's true intentions spilled forth, a torrent of confessions and justifications that cut through the night. Their motives, it seemed, were rooted in a desire for power and control, a hunger for the ancient wisdom that the treasure promised. As the truth unfurled, Evan's mind raced, piecing together the puzzle that had eluded them for so long. The treasure held not only material wealth, but a legacy of knowledge and enlightenment that had the potential to shape the course of history itself. It was a revelation that transcended the bounds of time and spoke to the very essence of humanity's quest for understanding. In the climactic confrontation that followed, identities were laid bare, allegiances shattered, and the tangled web of the mystery unraveled. The antagonist's true face emerged from the shadows, a reflection of the choices that had led them down this treacherous path. The revelation was a mirror held up to the human condition, a stark reminder of the depths to which one could sink in pursuit of power. In that charged moment, amidst the hallowed grounds of Carrier Park, the battle waged on multiple fronts. The clash of wills echoed through the night, a symphony of conflict and resolution. Each word, each gesture, held the weight of destiny, the culmination of a journey that had tested the limits of Evan's resolve and the enigmatic figure's legacy. As the final pieces of the puzzle fell into place, a profound understanding washed over Evan. The treasure was not merely a prize to be won, but a responsibility to be shouldered. Its legacy would be guarded, its wisdom preserved for the generations yet to come. The climax had reached its zenith, setting the stage for the denouement that would bring the story to its final, resonant conclusion. As the echoes of the climactic confrontation faded, Detective Evan Lawson and the enigmatic figure stood amidst the shadows of Carrier Park, their breaths heavy with the weight of revelation. The aftermath of the conflict loomed, a tapestry of consequences that demanded resolution. They retreated from the park, seeking solace at Rocky's Hot Chicken Shack. The flickering light of the lanterns cast long, dancing shadows on the worn wooden tables. In this humble sanctuary, Evan and the enigmatic figure found a moment of respite, sharing a meal that carried the taste of both victory and loss. It was a chance to mend the wounds inflicted by the pursuit of the treasure and to reflect on the choices that had led them to this point. The Omnigrove Park Inn, perched on the edge of Sunset Mountain, offered a vantage point that transcended the boundaries of time. From its scenic overlook, Evan gazed out at the city below, the lights of Asheville flickering like stars in the night sky. The city held new meaning, its streets and alleyways etched with the indelible marks of their journey. The enigmatic figure stood beside Evan, their shared silence a testament to the depth of their understanding. The final visit to Biltmore was a revelation in itself. The grandeur of the estate, once a mere backdrop, now bore witness to the profound transformation that Evan had undergone. Each room, each corridor, whispered secrets of a past that intertwined with the present. Biltmore was no longer a relic of history, but a living testament to the enduring power of legacy. At Pack Square Park, under the watchful gaze of the Vance Monument, Evan stood alone, the city lights painting a canvas of memories. It was here that the journey had begun, a chance encounter with a cryptic conversation. Now, in this hallowed ground, Evan found closure to the investigation that had unraveled the mysteries of the Blue Ridge Mountains. As the final pieces fell into place, Evan knew that the journey had left an indelible mark, not only on the landscape of Asheville, but on the very fabric of their being. The enigmatic figure, too, bore witness to the transformation, a silent testament to the power of shared purpose and understanding. In the quiet moments that followed, beneath the canopy of stars, Evan and the enigmatic figure parted ways, their destinies forever intertwined by the legacy of the treasure. The falling action had reached its zenith, setting the stage for the resolution and conclusion that would bring the story to its final, resonant chords. As the first light of dawn painted the sky, Detective Evan Lawson stood in the lobby of the Renaissance Asheville Downtown Hotel. The weight of the adventure lingered in the air, a reminder of the journey that had unfolded in the heart of the Blue Ridge Mountains. With a sense of closure, Evan checked out, leaving behind a room that had become both sanctuary and command center. From the hotel's vantage point, Evan gazed out at the sprawling expanse of the Blue Ridge Mountains. The peaks stood sentinel, their ancient wisdom a silent testament to the passage of time. It was a moment of contemplation, a chance to process the whirlwind of events that had shaped the past few days. The city below, with its bustling streets and hidden secrets, held a new familiarity, a sense of belonging forged through trials and revelations. In the quietude of that morning, Evan's thoughts turned to the enigmatic figure, the partner in a quest that had transcended the boundaries of time and purpose. The bond forged in pursuit of the treasure was a testament to the enduring power of shared purpose, a connection that would forever echo through the corridors of memory. The epilogue of this transformative journey was written in the silence of reflection. In the pages of Evan's mind, the story played out in vivid detail. The cryptic conversations, the chase through Carrier Park, the revelations beneath the ancient stones of French Broad River Park. It was a narrative that would be etched into the annals of their life's journey, a tale to be shared with kindred spirits who sought the hidden truths of the world. As the morning sun cast golden rays upon Asheville, Evan stood at the threshold of departure. The city, with its myriad secrets, held a piece of their heart, a reminder of the transformative power of mystery and discovery. With a newfound sense of purpose, Evan left Asheville behind, carrying with them not only the memories of the journey, but the legacy of the treasure, a beacon of wisdom for those who dared to seek its secrets. The road ahead was uncertain, but Evan faced it with a heart, emboldened by the knowledge that some mysteries were meant to be unraveled and some treasures were meant to be shared. The resolution had come full circle, leaving Evan with a sense of fulfillment that would guide them on their future path, forever carrying the echoes of Asheville's enigmatic embrace.